Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach, and your podcast host. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Today, we are very excited to launch a brand new segment of our podcast series, and it's called In Their Words. In this segment, we will hear directly from FranCoach clients who have become franchise owners. We're going to talk with them about their backgrounds, what led them to franchise ownership, how they navigated the process with the FranCoach team, as well as what franchise they chose and why. And today, joining us as our most recent FranCoach client to become a new franchise owner, Mr. George Council. George, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Hey, Tim. How you doing? It's my pleasure.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, we appreciate you joining us from the wonderful Philadelphia area. How's everything treating you out there today?
Everything's great. Beautiful weather, beautiful day, and excited to get rolling with my new franchise.
Well, that's one of the few times living in Arizona, somebody tells me they have nice weather, and I'm jealous. It's 40 and rain here at the moment, so it's ridiculous. So, we're excited to chat with you, man. I appreciate it. And just first off, for folks tuning in, maybe just give us a quick peek at kind of your professional background. Been very impressive, but give everybody a little taste of what you've been doing up to this point.
Yeah, just for me, I'm a military child, so I attended the United States Naval Academy and ended up becoming a captain in the Marine Corps. Once a Marine, always a Marine. I spent some time as a financial management officer in the Marine Corps, and then left and spent several years as a operations director, and then moved to a commercial broker in the real estate world, and then kind of segmented from there into the corporate world, and spent about 7 or 8 years as a VP of strategy, finance, and administration for a Fortune 100. And then was fortunate enough to kind of move from there into the world of man guarding security, and spent time there as a senior VP of strategic sourcing and of commercial real estate. And that's kind of led me to end up to where I am today, ready to take on the challenges of owning my own organization.
Awesome. Well, first of all, thank you for your service in the military for that. And with your background, what kind of got you to the point where you thought, hey, maybe it's time to start looking into owning a business of your own?
Yeah, I think like a lot of folks, I'm at that point in my career where, I'd like to take kind of all my learnings. As you say, I've been fortunate. I've had a pretty varied background, a lot of experience, and I'm really curious to kind of take all of that and kind of mold into, one objective, which is to go out and lead and utilize all those skills. So it made sense, I think, to jump into the franchise world because as everyone knows, very difficult to kind of go out and kind of start something from the ground up, but with the support of someone who already has that structure in place, has shown success through a particular way of going about business. It's a great kind of Kickstarter to take yourself out and be able to have kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got connected with you, and we got started with this, right? And so at the beginning, probably don't know what the heck to really expect with this. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about when we got to the point of introducing you to franchises. And I think we started with, we usually start with three or four. I think with you, we started with four. What were kind of your first thoughts, right? The day I'm like, here's the four franchises we're going to start you with. Give us your thoughts as kind of what the options were and what your mindset was at that point.
Yeah, you may remember, I walked into this. I was out, kind of looking for a new challenge. I had stepped away from a great organization, a great role, but was just ready for something different. And I walked in with about a 10% chance, I think, of kind of going in the route of franchising. So yep. If you remember our initial conversations, I was kind of like, hey, let's see what this is about. And I'm being very honest when I say it, I think that the process that you put me through, you know, being able to kind of step in and kind of look at it where I was, right? I didn't feel any pressure at all to go that route. It was an exploration at the beginning. So I started at 10%. So let me see what the heck this thing is. You shared some things with me. I looked at some of the different opportunities, and to my surprise, you know, I was excited about all of them, you know, so I went down the route and, slowly, you know, began to kind of dig in and think about, you know, what it is I wanted to do and why I wanted to do it. And, you know, you were a great partner in helping me do that.
Well, no, it's funny. And I distinctly remember you saying that, you know, even on our first call and as we progress through this, you know, one of the things we always tell people, right, is when we get all the way to the end, we'll talk more about the journey, but it's designed to be crystal clear, right? You really will never feel like you're making this big agonizing decision. And the biggest piece of this, we want to help people get educated to know if this is even the right path, right? Yep. And so that was key, right? And so talk to then a little bit of I mean, you start at 10%. Mm-hmm. Kind of, when did you start kind of get to where you're like, hey, this really might be, like, this really might be my path. I really can make this happen.
Yeah, I think it happened probably about, I'm going to say, halfway to 2/3 of the way through. And just for those who are listening, I mean, the process. What surprised me, I think, most about the process is how open and honest all of the organizations were that you introduced me to. I mean, you know, I never really felt that anyone was necessarily trying to sell me on their business. They were surprisingly pretty open about trying to figure out, you know, look, it's a two-way interview, right? They're trying to figure out, are you right for me? Am I right for you? Which is very, you know, that itself is refreshing, right? Versus going through a typical corporate situation. So we're both trying to figure each other out. And you know, all of the franchises that I interviewed with, they all were very open about talking to other franchisees, you know, good new ones, ones that had been around a long time, some that had left, some that had just started. And so they were all pretty open about, look, let's learn about each other and then let's figure out if we're right. So there was a natural process where as time went on, you know, I would hope that everyone was happy with me. I'd like to believe that, right? That everyone wanted me there. But from my standpoint, you know, there was kind of a natural kind of a point where I couldn't do all four, and I needed to kind of differentiate them. And they began to kind of differentiate themselves from my perspective, you know, as we went on. So naturally, people just kind of fell off and others began to shine.
Yeah. And you mentioned when we introduce you to those four franchises, which really, as we go through this, is typically kind of the third call that you and I have. First one's kind of, you know, hey, get to know you a little bit. Second one is an hour or so, really much, much more in depth, kind of figuring out the, hey, what do you really want this to look like? Right. And then the third call where we're going to introduce franchises. And I'm sure we talked about this, because I say this almost all the time, is there's a good chance one of the franchises we present to people is going to make people kind of roll their eyes, right? Well, I don't know. And then, you know, it's always kind of, you know, my comment is like, well, you can roll your eyes all you want, but you're going to have a call with them, right? And as I look back through my notes from that day, the one you ultimately chose was ranked 4th out of 4.
Yep.
On that call, you had the first call with them and we're kind of still right? And then you and I had a conversation one day as we were doing updates, and you're like, I don't know if I want to have that second call with them, but you were open enough to do that. And you sent me an email later that day that I'm going to just save forever, because it cracked me up, but it would also spoke to the process, right? So kind of walk people what happened. You're sitting there thinking, I don't know that I want to have another call. We talk about some of the reasons why. Walk us through the rest of that day.
Yeah, I think one of the things you did a good job of was, you know, think about, I mean, one thing I think you continually said is what's going to get you out of bed in the morning? I thought one thing was interesting. You said, I know this is going to be hard, but forget about the money for a minute. That's hard for all of us, probably everybody out there listening, right? So forget about the money for a minute and what is going to get you out of bed. So I started honing in on that first. And then secondly, I think in this particular case with the franchise I ended up choosing and was walking away from, my initial piece was, well, you know, it's, and I think it's okay. I'll just share, you know, it's a lighting company, right? So I was, well, why do I want to be in lighting? And then I began to focus on, you know, the organization and understanding exactly what the actual value proposition was. And then I began to talk to people within the org and focus on culture and focus on, you know, the people that were in the org and were they, you know, were they like me? You know, were they folks there that had the same goals as I did? And the company I ended up choosing, you know, and the one that made the switch was, I made the switch on, I found out that all those things were kind of a check, check, check. So, you know, I think one of the lessons I learned very quickly up front is let's not necessarily focus on the product. Let's focus on what's driving you as an individual. What makes you get up? What do you want to get up and do every day? And then kind of figure out, okay, does this company do that and do all the other thing, all the other boxes checked as well? And then, of course, eventually you have to get down to is this a you know, profitable venture. So that's kind of what made the switch for me, being kind of pushed lightly, right, to make sure you look at everything. And then once I took a close look, I realized what was important to me.
Yeah, it really is, right? It's and the franchise that George ended up choosing is a franchise called Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. And it's one of those things, and this happens more times than not, is the franchise people end up choosing is in an industry that they have little to no experience in, right? And because you're not the doer, you're not out there like installing lights all day long, right? And you get into the core of what's going to drive people. You're going to get out of bed. You're going to go to work at your business. The people you're around, the things you're doing, what those conversations.
And I'll tell you, right? I looked at it a lot like it was a bit like a very short courtship on our way to marriage, right? Like, I mean, we basically met. We were a little nervous, right? Talking to each other. Right. We got to know each other, and we both, I think, at the same time started going, you know, I think I kind of like this guy. And I was going, I think I kind of like them. So, you know, and then, you know, we progressed and got to know each other. And then in the end, it became an obvious choice, you know, certainly I think on my part, and I would like to think on theirs, that it was a perfect, you know, perfect union. And, you know, as you and I spoke, you know, I'm going to be, I've already done a lot of my preliminary work. My LLC is up. My EIN is up. I got my licenses in place. And I go to training next month, and I couldn't be more excited. And I know I made the right decision because it's the right place for me. And the process that you put me through allowed me to do that. I have no doubts that I made the right decision.
No, nor do I, nor do they. You always use the cheesy dating analogy when we start vetting the franchise.
From you, dude.
that's how it is, right? It's like we don't want to marry the maybe, right? We're not starting the maybe business. Mm-hmm. The only time it's okay to marry the maybe is when it's my fiance and she's marrying me, right? And then beyond that, we don't want to do it. But I go back to one of the things we talked about on our first call. You made a statement that is, I think, will always stick with me, is that you had all your corporate gigs where you've been incredibly successful and you were good at what you were doing, but you never actually loved what you were doing. Mm-hmm. And the excitement that is easy to hear out of your voice right now, and kind of that passion behind it is clear. Hey, this is something you are genuinely excited about, and you're going to love doing this every day. So that's to me, that's just fantastic.
No, I really am. And I think also, you know, your process allowed me to learn. I didn't know anything about franchising, you know, below the surface when I first had that first phone call with you. And, you know, you, and also, I mean, I gotta be very honest, all the franchisees I talked to, everyone was very patient and very happy to explain the positives. And most of them were willing to say, you know, look, here are the challenges you're going to run into. And I felt by the end, and of course, you got to put a lot of hard work on your own. But in the end, when it was time for me to, and I hate to even call it a decision because it was just a path that led me down the way I was going to go. But in the end, I'll call it a decision. When I made the decision, you know, I felt like I was fully empowered and completely, you know, educated about what it is I was getting into. And I think that's a credit to I think the thoroughness of your process, and I think also it's a credit to I think the type of experience you should be having with reputable franchisors. I think that should tell you something.
No, and with without question, and it's I think it's something people don't realize is that franchises are truly awarded. You can't just, you know, let me whip out my checkbook and I pick which franchise. They have to want you to, right? Which is kind of back to that dating thing for that. So no, that's fantastic. So as you kind of look back on the your journey with this, right? Somebody out there who's thinking about looking at franchise ownership, what's something you would want to share with them that maybe could help them take that first step?
That's a great question. I think it's a great time to do it with someone like me that's so new. You know, I would say just go in with an open mind. You have nothing to lose by going in with that open mind. You have nothing to lose. And you don't really, you know, as you step through that, you have nothing but to gain, right, in the end, and becoming a very successful, you know, business owner. You know, so as you go in with an open mind, go in a way, and you preach this all the time, go in, I mean, not just open mind from a franchisee standpoint, but in terms of industry and other things, and kind of look to your core. And kind of think about what the end game is and what it is that you, what do you want to do and what's going to make you happy. And I look, for most of us that come from the corporate world, we probably don't remember the last time somebody said, you know, what's going to make you happy, right? Well, what can we do for you to make you happy? And this is a process that, you know, that finally you get a chance to do that. And, you know, I think if you do that and in the end, you know, and you're working with reputable you know, coaches like yourself and reputable franchisors, you're going to end up with something that's going to make you happy and make you want to get up. But we all spend at least probably 2/3 of our time working, right? So we might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, and enjoy it and do it for yourself, right? So absolutely. Well, cool. George, seriously, man, I cannot thank you enough for spending time with us today. I have no doubt you're going to be just an enormous success with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. You're in great hands with them. They're very fortunate to have you. You know, disclaimer time here, my friend. Like, there's going to be bad days still as a business owner. There's a reason why I don't have any hair.
So I don't have any to lose. I'm good.
So perfect. So we're set. So, but no, we're really, I appreciate you taking some time to chat with us today and certainly wish you just the absolute best of luck, with your new business. So thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it, Tim. And obviously, I'm excited about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, particularly Outdoor Lighting Perspectives of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. I love saying that. And anyone in the area, certainly, yeah, look at your press releases and, you'll be hearing a lot about us, and we'll be ready to serve you and take care of all of your lighting design, installation, and service needs. So I'm looking forward to that in the area, and those outside of the area, I'm more than happy to talk to you and tout you know, the benefits of this organization and the value prop. So look forward to speaking to anybody that wants to look me up as well.
That's awesome. And if you weren't 2,500 miles away, I'd hire you for some light into my backyard. So, George, thanks, man. And for all of our loyal podcast listeners, we hope our Franchising 101 series continues to provide some insight into the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. If you'd like to learn more, let's schedule a brief call. There should be a link in your podcast window, or find us online, francoach.net. Send us a message there. There's never any fee for our service, so we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Stay safe, and we hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye.